In Egypt, supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi are continuing to protest on the outskirts of Cairo, even though the government has warned that they will soon be dispersed by force. The protesters, many of whom are from Muslim Brotherhood strongholds outside the Egyptian capital, say leaving would only legitimize the military coup. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from one of the two sit-in sites being targeted, where protesters are preparing for what they anticipate will be a fight to the death.
Morsi supporters have ripped up the sidewalks near the spot where Egyptian President Anwar Sadat was assassinated by an extremist soldier more than three decades ago. The protesters used the pavement stones to build makeshift walls around their encampment here at Rabah al-Adawiyah Square. It is a fortress reachable only on foot or by motorbike.
Defense.
Inside, Mustafa Bakr and dozens of other men keeping watch wear plastic helmets and carry thick wooden sticks. The 40-year-old teacher says they are the last line of defense for the protesters who live in dusty tents. But he adds that they won't be able to stop Egyptian security forces when they come. He says they have bullets, we have sticks. Fellow teacher and protester Khalid Salama is equally fatalistic. He opens the plastic bag he carries to reveal a prayer rug and a Quran. These are my only weapons, he says, adding, we came here with our bare chests. He and others say they are counting on the Almighty to protect them. Many are also preparing for the anticipated clearing operation by buying gas masks that vendors sell here out of cardboard boxes. Each mask costs up to $11, which is more than most in this impoverished group here can afford. Brotherhood officials who want the protesters to stand their ground keep their spirits up by leading them in anti-military chants. The protesters shout at an army helicopter that swoops over the site, telling it to leave. They hold their shoes up to the sky in a sign of disrespect. But many Nasser City residents and shop owners who live near the squalid tent town say they can't wait for Egyptian security forces to clear it away. One is Hamdi Mahmoud Fouad. The realtor says he and his family can't leave or enter their home without being frisked by protesters who demand to see their identity cards. He says his business has ground to a halt because no one wants to buy a home near the square these days. That kind of disruption to daily Egyptian life is one of the key reasons the interim government is giving for deciding to end the protests. It also calls the sit-ins a breeding ground for terrorism. Ashraf El Sharif, who teaches political science at the American University in Cairo and lives near this sit-in, is dubious of the government's explanations.
I think it's a clear pretext for getting rid of the protests for political reasons, because in general terms, the Egyptian government doesn't really care very much about the welfare or the well-being of the population.
He and other analysts here say what's really going on is political expedience. They say that getting rid of the sit-ins will take the spotlight off the military, which forcibly removed the country's first democratically elected president. Exactly when Egyptian security forces plan to move on the camps is unclear. The Interior Ministry says it will grant safe passage to the protesters who leave now. The Brotherhood, meanwhile, is calling for more protests today. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.